This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia launched its largest attacks against Ukraine on Friday. Anna Chernikova in Kyiv spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program earlier on Friday.
We know that there were more than 70 missiles that Russian forces shoot across Ukraine, and more than 60 were destroyed by air defense.
Three people were killed in an apartment block that was hit in the central Kyiv area, and another person died in shelling in Kherson in the region's south. The United States also says it will provide additional security assistance to Ukraine. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby told VOA that air defense capabilities are becoming a chief requirement of Ukraine's military after Russia's unprecedented airstrikes. At least one person died and 10 more were injured on Friday after protesters attempting to storm a Peruvian airport clashed with police and the army. Armed forces fired tear gas and shots in the air to disband a group of pro-ex-president Pedro Castillo protesters attempting to storm the Ayacucho Alfredo Mendivil Duarte Airport runway. Two ministers also resigned on Friday following deadly protests that have left a death toll totaling in at least 16. In a tweet, Twitter owner Elon Musk says that he will unsuspend accounts that he alleges doxed his location. The decision appears to have come after the Tesla and Twitter owner posted a poll, and the majority of respondents called for the suspensions to end. Musk has drawn widespread condemnation for suspending the journalists. It's unclear when the suspensions will actually be lifted.